hillbilly heart beats tender and warm down in the Ozarks back on the farm.
Well, come on in and set a spell, friends. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, Mae Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other, and Ozark folklore and traditions. And generally speaking, to sort of brighten up your day. Now, here's Mae.
Thank you, Fred Lynn. And happy Easter to you, Fred.
Happy Easter to you.
Tomorrow's a great day, isn't it?
Right.
A great day. To me, I have always said it's of greater significance than even Christmas. Of course, I know the day Christ came to the world, I guess, is even greater, because had he not come, there wouldn't even be an Easter. But Easter was a day of fulfillment, a day when promises were fulfilled, a day of great drama, a day when a miracle took place that gave to the whole world a thing that very few people believed possible, the raising of the dead. It restored hope and faith. Faith in something that we could never understand, but yet we knew it happened. And of course, I guess it was greater then than it is now, because they didn't even have medicines that they could have say, well, they gave him medicines. Now they say we've brought back the dead, have been dead as long as 5 or 10 minutes. But they couldn't even go and tell that in those days. There are millions of things like that right around us every day that we don't know how they happen, but we know they happen. I wrote a little Easter poem myself a week or two ago, and I'm going to read it here. I seldom read my own verses, but maybe you might get something from it. The day of Eastertide is here, the day of glad rebirth. Upon this day a miracle once shook the startled earth. Through the pale postern gates of death where Stygian darkness lies, they bore this broken Son of God with dreams still in his eyes. But he arose and left for us through all the years between a shining and eternal faith in things that are unseen. Yes, that's it. Faith in the things that are unseen. Easter Day, when the man of Nazareth crushed the cold science of defeat. He didn't believe in defeat. You know, one time I heard the great William Jennings Bryan speak. It wasn't a political speech that time. I heard a political speech, too. He was perhaps one of the greatest orators the world ever knew. And he said this, and I'll never forget it. He said, I am as sure that I will live again as that I live today. If God stoops to give the rosebush the sweet assurance of another springtime, will he refuse the words of hope to the sons of men when the frosts of winter come? My, what a defender of the Christian faith that man was. He died, you know, even defending it. Too hot and spoken, a hot day and everything. A little verse says, the greatest task God ever gave is trusting him beside a grave. That's a pretty big task, too. It is a hard thing to do many times. But still, I believe that when we lose them, we get them back. Yes, I believe that. Matter cannot be destroyed. That's an established fact by all scientists. A dumb, senseless thing like matter, this table I'm sitting here, this microphone in front of me, cannot be destroyed. Did you know that? So they tell us. So how can the mind, the spirit, the soul of man be destroyed? The poet said so beautifully. A woman, I forget her name right now, I was trying to think last night, but I'll never forget her lines. She said, when I consider life and its few years, a wisp of fog betwixt us and the sun, a call to battle and the battle done, I wonder at the idleness of tears. Ye old, old dead, and ye of yesternight, chieftains and bards and keepers of the sheep, by every cup of sorrow that you had, loose me from tears, and make me see aright that each hath back what once he stayed to weep. Homer, his sight, David, his little lad. poor blind Homer gets back his sight. And you remember how King David mourned for the little lad of his that died. Just a mere tot it was. How he mourned and would not be comforted at all. And he went out and sat in the ground and covered himself with ashes, as they did in that day sometimes. King David. And then a great thought came to him that should have come long before. Suddenly he said, "He cannot come to me, but I will go to him." Then he got up and went in and cleansed himself and was comforted and grieved no more. Yes, Easter Day is a great day. Think about it tomorrow. There are great and convincing things even aside from God's word. The most convincing things of this world are coming from the scientists right now. You know, the scientists are proving God's word a bit more than anybody else. And they used to say that the scientists, you know, they'd argue the scientists, all the unbelievers. Our body changes every cell in it every 7 years. And the chromosomes in our body, they're the things that make life. Nobody can understand them, not even the scientists. They are baffling the scientists. They say that the chromosomes are really more spirit than material, so the scientists say. They are so small that no human mind can conceive of how small they are. And they say that if you could have the chromosomes from all the 2 billion people of Earth, you could put them in your grandmother's thimble. Now that's the thing, you see, that the human mind can't. That's what they say, the scientists. Let that stagger you a while. They are life. Dr. Ryan, the great parapsychologist down the university in North Carolina, wherever it is, the great Ryan University, I guess North Carolina, he's the greatest there is. He says the fact and the discovery of the human soul has long been proven. And he says that's a greater discovery than splitting the atom. Yes, I wish we'd never heard of the atom. Well, to take away my too serious strain, and I love to talk about Easter, I'll have to tell you the story, or did I tell you? An old man, awful hard of hearing, had been hearing them talking about splitting the atom, splitting the atom. You know, that's about all they could talk about some years ago when we were trying to make an atom bomb and so on. And the old man was hard of hearing. He thought they said splitting atom. Finally, he said, "What in the world are they always trying to split atom for?" Talking about it. To get some kind of power. Why, they took a rib from him once and made a power that nobody on earth's ever been able to do anything with since. He didn't want atom split anymore. Well, we poor women, no matter what the story is, we always come out at the little end of the horn. Well, I want to thank again the women for sending me such a grand bundle of trading stamps. Here was more when I landed here this morning. Big bundle of them, not so many as I had a box full last Saturday. But I am so grateful to help buy the bus for the mentally retarded children at Marshall at the institution. I hope to go there the 17th of June with the Wymans, who are publicity agents and who are doing this and who belong, and their home is just like, they love the home like their own home. I'll tell you about the place when I get back. How generous women are giving me their stamps and how wonderful it is to have the stamps. Mrs. Wyman says she believes the bus will not be too long in coming, maybe by summer. They will see when they go up in June. In the meantime, any stamps of any sort you can send me, with just a few or any, please send them. I'm turning them over to Eula Wyman, and she is busy getting them all in the right books. Many women sent whole books, and some women sent 3 or 4. Now, I just want to tell you, I've had stamps from Marshfield, Conway, Independence, Fairplay, Crane, Osceola, Pierce City, Competition, Fordland, Sheldon, Clever, Lockwood, and Springfield, and from Wentworth, Missouri, Edgar Springs, Buffalo, Warrensburg, Waynesville, Success, Granby, Cross Timbers, Ash Grove, Willard, Wheatland, Forsyth, Bolivar, Edwards, Red Top, Iantha, Collins, Elkland, Lynn Creek, Marionville, Notting Hill, Old Field, El Dorado Springs, Gainesville, Republic, Aurora, Thornfield, Monette, and Cassville. Didn't know there's that many towns in Missouri, hardly. Can you beat that? 42 towns. And I've had stamps from Grove, Oklahoma, from a woman. And from Arkansas, I've had stamps from Springdale, Yellville, Mountain Grove, Harrison, Rogers, Henderson, Eureka Springs, Huntsville, Pea Ridge, Mountain Home. You know, there's both a Mountain Grove and Mountain Home. And I'm so grateful to the women of Arkansas. I wish I had time to give all the women's names, but that would take too long. And five women have sent me some money for the fund, and that's also grand, and has been put in the fund already. Everything helps. One woman sent $1, one sent $2, one sent $2.50, and one sent $5, and a man, bless his heart, sent $5. Ms. Wyman says that will make a great help to the fund. She brought me a picture of a pony in a cart that was given to the children. Several children at the home were in the cart, and my, how happy they looked, poor little things. Then here in our courthouse, she said the men here in our courthouse gave the money to Miss Wyman to get the pony. Just gave it right now. She went over the courthouse, and the men there gave it. And I forget just now who it was, she said, gave the cart. But it is a joy to them that nobody can express when they get to ride in it. No wonder it would have been to me when I was a kid, too. I'm sure you will be at church Sunday morning. I read such a cute thing in the bulletin of my Pastor Whitmer down at my little girlhood church at Galena. You know, I have two pastors, God bless them, one here in Springfield and one in my hometown of Galena. Now, this little squib, Fred, you'll like it, it said, "Don't stay away from church just because you know more than the preacher. You might enjoy the singing." Of course, we know you know more than the preacher, but then you might enjoy the singing. I thought that was a cute one. Miss Hilda Mead tells me that the African Violet Society of Springfield will meet April the 28th for their annual show in the Plaza Room at Burge Protestant Hospital and display their loveliest violets. The public is invited to come to the show and no charge. Many people love the raising of these tiny violets. I never could have any luck with them, but a lot of people do. They bloom indoors and all the time, and they're a friend maker as well as a lovely hobby. Don't forget to come to this beautiful display April the 28th on Saturday, I believe, at Burge Protestant Hospital, Fountain Plaza Room. Well, I know you'll all be at church Sunday to hear the many great messages that will be given you from our different pulpits in the city. I so often think of a verse by a very wonderful Ozarkian poet, a boy who used to love me like a son and visit me. And he went away to the wars, and he came back alive. And now he lives at Wablo, his home. It's Eugene Knight. I wonder what's become of Eugene. What a poet. This verse you will think of maybe at Easter. Oh, the doubt that would ensnare and hold me like the hangman's rope, where faith not always standing there to cut the noose and give me hope. Goodbye, and I'll be seeing you next Saturday. The Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and I can catch my pony.